back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I never would have ever imagined that I would long for the days of Ronald Reagan. I remember when Ronald Reagan came to town and became the president of the United States, and the things that he had to say were offensive to me. It wasn't that he was a bad person or that he had a hatefulness. It was just the way and the beliefs at that time that he had that we thought was so draconian during those times. We're talking about 1981 or so when Ronald Reagan became the president of the United States. But after hearing what Rick Scott, senator, is planning and other Republicans are planning, you know, the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan is dead. And, you know, ever since the 1980s, all we ever heard any Republican who came into power was to quote Ronald Reagan and Ronald Reagan's beliefs. He transformed the Republican Party into his image, and that lasted all the way up until the time that, you know, the Donald Trump became president of the United States. The Republican Party followed the beliefs. They didn't always, when I say followed them, they would always retort them, but they didn't actually follow them, but they would always tell you about, you know, the great Ronald Reagan, and this is why we supported him, and this is why the Republican Party is who it is. But now the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan is dead. It is now officially Donald Trump's party. And let me go back and give you some snippets of some of the things that Ronald Reagan had to say during his time and contrast it to Donald Trump and what I just got through reading about Senator Rick Scott. And you'll see the horrible differences. I have been talking about Ronald Reagan for, 40 years. And now I read some of the things that Ronald Reagan has had to say, and he certainly didn't appear to be, you know, so bad when you contrast him to the Republican and Conservative Party of today. On January 11, 1989, President Ronald Reagan delivered his farewell address from the Oval Office. It was the close of his second term, and Reagan was reflecting on his two terms. He asserted that his presidency was about restoring America in its role as a shining city on a hill. Reagan recalled the words and beliefs of John Winthrop, an early pilgrim and an early freedom man. Winthrop journeyed here on what today would be called a little wooden boat, and like the other pilgrims, he was looking for a home that would be free. I've spoken of the shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated, this is Reagan talking, what I saw when I said it. Reagan described his own vision of a land teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace, a city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it and how I still see it. This is Ronald Reagan in 1989. Reagan took an aggressive stance toward the Soviet Union, calling it an evil empire. His challenge to Moscow and communism led to the end of the Cold War and the Soviet Union's collapse. He told the National Association of Evangelists in 1983 that the Soviets must be made to understand we will never compromise our principles and standards, nor ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire. To do so would mean abandoning the struggle between the right and wrong, good and evil. Gone are the days when the GOP championed freedom and understood the threat from Moscow. The Republican Party of Reagan is dead, and that makes me incredibly sad. As Russian troops, as Russian sent troops into Ukraine, the U.S. and other NATO countries began imposing sanctions targeting Russian banks and limiting Russia. Here is, and I hadn't thought of it, from that perspective, but this article from the St. Louis Dispatch by Lynn Schmidt is 100% correct. Everything that Ronald Reagan talked about and was deified for has completely disappeared from the Republican lexicon. It is gone. It is done. As if Ronald Reagan had never come. And it is not ever going to return to those words that Ronald Reagan spoke. And I have no doubt whatsoever in my heart that Ronald Reagan really meant some of those things. You know, he was not a bad guy from the standpoint or a hateful person. He was a man who clearly believed in some of the things he had to say. But conservatism of today is light years removed from that. It is as hateful and deceitful an organization and group of people that we have in this country. And, you know, I know there's some folk who are listening to this who have that kind of a bent, but I challenge any of them to call in and challenge what is said about the loss of the beliefs of Ronald Reagan and where conservatism has gone. It has completely dismissed everything that, again, a man who was a hero to many on the right has now, and his beliefs have now denigrated and are gone. You know, if you get to a point in a society where your beliefs and my beliefs can't be discussed or worked out, and we can't do what's in the best interest of all of the people, then we get to the roadblocks that we are faced with now. Ronald Reagan, can't believe I'm quoting Ronald Reagan, but he talked about us being a nation that included everyone, that everybody got a fair opportunity and everybody was welcome in this country. Have you heard any Republicans quoting that? No. Rick Scott said they're going to build walls all around, you know, the border and not let anybody in. And then to top it all off, we're going to name it not Ronald Reagan, but we're going to rename it Donald Trump. Nothing could be farther from what, you know, at the time Ronald Reagan said and believed, and I know because I was there. Lived through it, remembered the change that occurred when Ronald Reagan came on the scene, and contrast that with what is happening today, and it is a far cry. And Republicans should be made to explain that. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.